This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mike Conte have the pre-half and post for you. Of course, our man Steve Holman, which if you haven't heard Steve... You've got to hear Steve coming up.
Steve was in rare form last broadcast. Stay tuned. According to the nerds at ESPN, Hawks have a 59.7% chance to win this game, despite not having Trae Young.
Yeah, look, I actually even think they're favored, Mike. Last time I looked, I think they were, it's a one-point game or something of that nature. But that tells us that that's how the odds makers are looking at our team and saying, hey, they're competitive. This is not going to be a blowout, or at least it shouldn't be.
1.5. Are we a 1.5 point favorite?
There it is. So I am very curious to see how our team responds tonight. Should be a great game. All right, more on that coming up. If you're just tuning in and just joining us, you're wondering a couple of things. One, Dukes and Bell update on Michael Penix. There isn't one right now. He's getting a second opinion. Once we get word on that, guys, we said maybe tomorrow, Mike, certainly by the end of the week, we'll probably know whether he's going to have surgery or not. Mm. But there is no update as we are on right now, and there hasn't been leading into us coming on today. The update on Drake is what it is. The PCL, we know he's out this week against the Saints. And as far as him moving forward, Mike, we can't project 2 weeks from now, but we'll ask Coach that question tomorrow when we're up at Flowery Branch. But the two main injuries, I know that's what you're probably concerned about and saying, all right, what does this mean? Where are we going to go? Regardless of whether you think they're done or whatever, okay, I am still concerned about the Michael Penix injury, first and foremost, as Mike and I have talked about today, because it could affect your future. It could affect how you look at this team and say, okay, is he going to be able to come back and do the things we need him to do, which we hope is the case, or are you looking at this, Mike, and saying, what if he's not what we need him to be? How do you look at our quarterback position? There's a lot that goes into this, man.
And I know it's cliche, but it's easy, though. It's a great movie, and it's a great quote, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's Michael Penix Jr. I mean, this year, I just thought when we were talking last summer about how good he looked in the final game, did enough to win against Carolina, defense couldn't stop anybody. You know, he had a pick early against the Commanders, and he really dialed in, should have had a game-winning drive, makes that great touchdown throw to Pitts, really gets right in the middle of the field, just throws a rocket in there. Okay, this guy's got some poise. He handled some big moments. And then this year, there's been a little bit of everything. The footwork, that was the first time we mentioned the footwork, was after the loss up in Charlotte, where he just had some really bad habits and flat-footed and pick sixes and setting them up in field position. And then we've seen, and how much of this is you blame the play calling, the offensive line, the execution. To me, it's a three-way pie chart on this one, 33% to go around for each. But, the third and long, you put him in unmanageable situations where they just tee off on him in the blitz, and he just can't handle the blitz. So how do you help him? First things first, when do we see him again?
Right.
because after just 14 games, and this isn't hating on the guys. I said to some guys earlier on text line, we just don't know what he is. And if, heaven forbid, if you're a Raheem Morris fan, heaven forbid, if you're a Falcon fan like me, I'm ready to change everything. You may have a new coach, a new general manager come in that are not tethered to Michael Penix Jr. and feel completely different about him. But as Carl said, we don't have a first-round pick, and it's a $57 million cap hit. If you brought, just for argument's sake, Cousins back, if he balls out these last seven games, as long as those odds may be.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason why that's important is because you can say, well, he's not going to be here. He's not. Because what if we get word that Michael Penix is not going to be ready for the start of the season? We don't know the extent of this injury. You're now guaranteeing who a guy who's under contract is not going to be here? He's under contract till 2027. So this changes
not him.
Trajectory, Mike, of what Penix and certainly Cousins could be here with this franchise. Let me tell you what I don't want to do. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't want a gap quarterback to come in here and lose another season, okay? This is eight. We're not potentially going to the playoffs. Mike, I don't want to know. Cousins goes away, and you go, yeah, that's what we need to do. And then we have a gap quarterback come in who's not going to be as good, not going to be as talented because they're not going to pay him, right? And this team takes a step back. I don't want to go through that. I'm telling you, if it comes to the worst, I'm wanting Kirk Cousins back here. What does that look like? I don't know. But if you already owe him this money and you were thinking about cutting him post June 1, you were going to split this cap hit into two years. You were going to pay 22.5 the first year in 26 and then 12.5 in 27. Just keep him here because now all of a sudden this break glass in case of emergency thing is real.
But the thing is, we need Kirk Cousins to play at the level he was before the injury last season. I mean, as we said, you know.
Now, I don't think he can do that.
I don't know. He hit some guys in the hands and they dropped the ball. Pitts dropped the ball. Like Drake was banged up by the time he dropped the ball that would have potentially set up a touchdown and we win the game and they got no timeouts and that's it.
He's told us he hadn't forgotten how to play football, Mike.
Right. And look, the quarterback thing, you know, we've seen that. We know where his head is at. I had a chance to speak to him off the air a couple of weeks ago. You know, he still wants to compete. He wants to be a starter. But, I mean, can he do it? Okay, it would be one of the friggin' great stories. And of all the things we've gone through in this soap opera now on a second year.
Here's your chance.
If Kirk Cousins can come back and deliver the goods, the problem is he doesn't have Drake London this week. Darnell Mooney is so inconsistent.
Watch Mooney have a big game.
Watch him. And, you know, he threw two touchdown throws to Kyle Pitts in Tampa last year. One dropped at the pylon. Lucky for us, Fox didn't have a pylon cam. But, hey, if you can get that cooking, stranger things have happened. To your point about the quarterback class next year, it's the ultimate retreads. Aaron Rodgers is likely going to go away. Daniel Jones may get retained by the Colts. After that, Flacco, Mariota, Garoppolo, Wentz, Russell Wilson, Tyrod Taylor.
Bums.
So that's nobody you want to see here.
You're willing to do that over this?
No. I mean, but the first things first is, as Carl said, now the good news, bad news is if you don't like this coaching staff, if you don't like this regime, and if you're like Dave Archer, you'll hear a passionate conversation with Arch, that he feels the coaches are doing enough, it's on the players. Okay. Well, then if you bring him back, then you got to go what? Go 6-1, 5-2 down the stretch? I mean, to be another mediocre 7-10 or 8-9 season? You know, because the key to me is if you're evaluating, we did this role playing we did earlier in the show where I'm Arthur Blank and Carl was Raheem. I'm going, so explain to me what happened in the Miami game. Explain to me what happened in San Francisco when you didn't have enough players on the field or too many. You know, explain to me what's happened in Berlin. You know, talk to me. To me, I think you've seen enough body of work to not believe in this staff that regardless of what happens in these next seven games would change that outcome. But as you brought up, Arthur Blank may not want to go down that road.
He may not. Let me let you hear Raheem Morris. Now that Penix is injured, that everybody else has to do bigger and better things. Here's our coach.
In your football team, any of you guys, that's definitely always one of those things that was going to be harmful. But you got to recenter, you got to focus, you got to go with the next man up mentality. You got to lean on, you know, other people, other places to be able to go find a way to get those things done. You know, you got really good football players here, whether you're talking about Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, you know, you're talking about Mooney, you're talking about Kyle Pitts, and you got all these people that are really healthy that can go out there and lead you, and we'll let the guys go lead us and get that thing done.
The guy that they have to lean on, regardless of who the quarterback is Bijan Robinson. Regardless of who's going to take snaps, Let's lean into him the rest of the way. Mike, look, I don't want to run him into the ground, but we're going to have to run him into the ground.
Right.
That's what this is. Yeah, I mean, being real.
But you got to find the balance. The key with Algier, whether you're a Bijan owner and you like those fantasy points getting poached at the goal line, you can find the balance. I mean, and it's one of those things which at times Zach has had a good handle on. Other times he's forgotten. You know, the Miami game, we quit on the run game so early, that's it. 9 touches for Bijan. So I'm with you. And then the other thing is, with Mooney's inconsistency and the lack of Drake London, why don't you let Algier get some cracks, get him in 15 or more touches, Carl, and let Bijan get his yards from scrimmage at wide receiver.
Yes.
In the slot.
Yeah.
As it, catching passes.
If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Because Dave Archer has an opinion or two about what is going on with this team. And you're going to hear it when we come back, as we had a great discussion with him earlier in the show. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
About our football team. In the losses, and I say that because it feels like they could all be lumped together. I know that's not the case. There are different reasons why we've lost these 5 games. But what is bugging you, and what are you seeing as an analyst that you feel like, okay, that's it right there. This is the problem, or maybe these things shouldn't be happening.
Or your top 5.
Yeah, I don't think that there is one thing. You just mentioned that. My frustration is the ability to finish. Okay. I know that everybody wants heads on chopping blocks and we want to get rid of these people. And you guys may be already talking about the draft and all that kind of stuff, but there's a lot of football left to play. And there's a lot of things you're going to figure out about this team. And one of the things they're going to figure out is that they're going to play hard every week. You've had a chance, guys. And I know this is not, it's maybe salt in the wound. you're one play away from being 3-0 the last 3 weeks. And I know that's hard to swallow, and I know it's hard to kind of think about, but you're in position to win the games. So finish the game. You know, I can take you back to the New England game. You're on the plus 48-yard line. You're one completion away from kicking a field goal and winning a game. Last weekend, you're one play on defense, tackle Daniel Jones on, right, on third and 20-21. You win the game. You're in go-to overtime. Last weekend, if Drake and Kirk hook up on that slant route with a minute 35 left in the game and Canales has burned his timeouts, the game's over. You win the game. That's how close you are to winning these games. And I know that's hard to stomach and all those kind of things, I guess, for everybody that wants to fire coaches and GMs and all that kind of stuff. That's where we're at. This team is in position. The coaches are putting them in position. The players are putting themselves in position to win the games, and they're coming up just short. So my frustration is, where is the finish? Why can't we finish? Why do we get the illegal man downfield on a screenplay that nets 15 yards that's going to put us up the field potentially to go win the football game in overtime? Why can't we catch the football when it comes to you in a situation where it's going to put you in a third and short situation? Or 2 weeks ago, Pitts goes 70 yards for a touchdown, a walk-in touchdown, if he catches the football. Those are the little things that are driving me crazy, Carl.
Right. And the thing, Arch, as I said, I think it takes a village to be, you know, this bad in the clutch. Because, you know, I'm sitting there in Berlin and I'm watching, they get Daniel Jones going 20 yards backwards, rushing 5. And then his third and 20, they rush 4. So, I mean, to me, it's a combination of the execution and on the game plan.
Yeah, but you're gonna zone. You don't want to give up. I mean, the last thing you want to do is give up a big pass play on third and 21. Okay, so it's just a matter of being disciplined enough in a pass rush situation to make sure you rush him, keep him in the pocket. And I don't think you have to blitz him there. If you blitz him and you give up a 65-yard touchdown, the egg's all over your face. I mean, because I just singled up the one thing I want as a quarterback is I want you to play man coverage in that situation, because now I get my best player one-on-one against one of your weaker players potentially. I don't want to give up that play. So you're going to play zone. You're going to rush 4. You're going to hope he throws the ball underneath, come up, make tackles, force a fourth and long situation. Even with the long run, it's still 4th and 2. You still have a chance to make a play on 4th down. So I don't agree with that, Mike. I don't agree with blitzing and all that kind of stuff. When you've played yourself into position to play that situation a little bit more conservative and not give up the big play, as it turns out you let him get out.
Arch, tell me about your thoughts on Kirk Cousins and where he is right now, because we've got to lean on him to step in this spot. We didn't think we'd have to, but this is why they kept him on the roster. Where is he at as far as his play and taking snaps and getting up to speed? Because it feels like to me he hasn't been there.
Yeah, it's going to be different, Carl, because the ball's not going to come out the way you've been seeing it come out with Michael. So Penix has a top 7 arm in the National Football League. And some of that gets him in trouble because he doesn't kick his feet to the secondary read or the third read, and he throws flat-footed and misses some, right? He's inaccurate on some throws. But the ball comes out differently. And so you're going to see a little bit more of a popcorn-type throw out of Kirk. But what you're hoping you're going to get, and what I'm expecting the ball to come out on time. I'm expecting him to be able to see stuff maybe a little bit more clearly pre-snap, that he's going to be able to diagnose things a little bit better pre-snap. Now, the guys up front are going to have to help him. You know, there's no question about that. I thought that the guys up front this weekend for Michael, and even for Kirk when he came in the game, I thought the pocket was better, right? You know, the dirty pockets where you're getting a guy shoved back in your face, if you're Penix with the arm he's got, he can make things kind of happen in that situation. That's not going to be Kirk's deal. If you get shoved back in his face, it's going to take some off the ball, and he doesn't have a lot on the ball anyway. So if you take a little bit out of it, it's going to be short. It's going to be up for grabs maybe in a certain situation. So he's going to need some help up front to do some decent jobs of keeping the pocket clean for him. But I'm anticipating him playing well. And, I mean, just the human nature of this thing, guys. I mean, the irony that's dripping off of this is unbelievable. I know you guys have probably talked about it. I mean, you're 6-3 going into this game last year. This is the game he got hurt in. This is the game that changed the tide. I mean, Now you're going back the complete opposite, 3-7. You need him to rescue you, and he's got a golden opportunity to prove what he's all about. I mean, I think if you like those situations, which anybody that's played quarterback and played at a high level, which Kirk has, you've got to be relishing this opportunity to go shove it right in the people's faces is what you can do.
Now, they're giving up about 123 yards a game rushing. So Dave Archer's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He'll be down there in New Orleans with Wes with the call right here on the game. But, yeah, run the football. I mean, we've always talked about. And Kirk under center. So the play action comes into play. But who are the wide receivers, Arch, going to catch this ball with Drake out?
Well, it's going to be the cast of characters you guys know about. Mooney's got to step up. He's got to catch the football. I mean, he's acted like he's allergic to the ball here the last few weeks. He's got to catch the ball. I mean, Kyle Pitts got to catch the football. You've got guys that can make plays. Will they? You know, you got to throw it to them. All you can do is throw it to them. I mean, they're open. The ball's been put on them. Catch the football. And so now some opportunities. Obviously, when you think about Bijan joining the fray when it comes to catching the football, I think he's second on the team in receptions, tied with Kyle Pitts. I think they both have 47 receptions, just below Drake's 60. He's going to have to be more of a factor. That allows you to get another one of your best players in the football game in Tyler Algier. So can you get those two guys on the field? We've seen some of that. I think there might be a little bit more of that in the game to do that. And you can bet that, you know, any team that looks at us are going to say, hey, if we stop the run game and put them in third and long situations, they're not going to be able to convert. So you're going to have to be creative. And I know this is something that's one of Mike's favorite deals is let's be creative on first down. I know you want them to run the football. You're going to need to throw the ball on first down too. Because this team can rush they can still rush the passer. They still got guys that can get after you up front. So you can't be predictable. So you're going to have to run it and throw it on first down. Now, Bijan might be a little bit more of a part of the passing game.
Dave Archer joining us, analyst for Atlanta Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. Do you feel like in crunch time that either our scheme or our play calling has hampered us in our inability to finish these games?
No. No, because just go to the last game. There's a Freudian slip. Zach calls a screen, three-count screen to Bijan. It's out the gate. Right. I mean, he's up the field, 18 yards? They get 18 yards on the play, 16, 18 yards on the play. You're out near the 40-yard line in overtime. You got two guys downfield. He can't do anything about that. That's not his – I mean, you teach him – hey, it's a screen. You can't be more than a yard downfield. Noozle's downfield. What's he doing? You know? Okay, so we come back on second down. You got an open slant route to Kyle. He's going to make it third and two. Drops a football. I can't catch the ball for him. So the scheme, he's dialing stuff up. You have to execute the stuff that's there. Now, is he perfect? Carl, you know as well as I do. You guys have been, covering this. You've been covering football a long time. Nothing's ever perfect.
No, okay? It's not.
And the other guy on the other side, the defensive coordinator over there, he's getting paid to do his job too. And so he's going to dial up some stuff where he wins. So when you get an opportunity and you win, you have to take advantage of it. You have to catch the football.
And
you
Arch,
have to do the right thing.
I just to interrupt you for a second, and I think this is a valid point.
Go ahead.
Because what you're saying is, and this is the thing, and this is the probably the part that hurts Falcon fans the most, what Arch is saying right there is so true, but it's so simplistic. Guys, we haven't won enough in these situations this year to win these games. We have actually had plays to be made, but we haven't won those plays. We haven't either made the catch, gotten the end zone, gotten the third down conversion, or the fourth down conversion. And to your point, like, out of all this other stuff, if I gave you 8 plays and showed you and said, if you make these plays, that's probably the part that hurts the most. But then a lot of people like Mike and I, we get back to where's the attention to detail
the
and
discipline.
The coaching.
Yeah, the things, Arch, that why doesn't it translate from what they're doing in practice to the field? Where's that disconnect?
You have to ask the player. Yeah. Why is what you teach and what you rep in practice – I mean, what do you want him to do when he comes to the sideline? There's a public caning or something because he drops the football. I mean, there's nothing they rep it in practice, they emphasize it in practice, and when they get in the game, if you let them down, the only recourse would be to pull the guy out of the game, put somebody different in. Okay, so there's your answer. If you want different coaching, then coaching bulls guys out of the game. We only have you only have, what, 48 guys yeah. available to you on game day. So there's not a lot of places to go. If the guy's not going to make the plays, yes, jerk the guy out of the game. You know, that's what you got to do, I guess.
I mean, well, they fired a guy in Ike Hilliard. They made an example out of somebody.
You're hanging on to that too much, Mike. I mean, Ike Hilliard, there was stuff going on with Ike Hilliard last year, okay? And so that was just a culmination. And I know it came at a weird time. They just lost a game big. That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back as far as Ike Hilliard goes. But there was stuff going on last year with Ike Hilliard. I can't get into all the details and stuff like that, but don't think that was the only thing. Okay, let's find somebody to throw under the bus. Let's throw Ike Hilliard on the bus because they got beat 30-0. That's not what happened.
Well, again, Marquise Williams, special teams give up. We finally had a nice return, but we also had a muff punt. Every week, special teams screws things up. Gave up the big field position to the Colts in Berlin. He still got his job. What's his excuse?
I know, but so did Marquise fumble the ball?
So, again, Arch, coaches ultimately bear the price. You know that you've been in the league for years.
I get it. You want to chop a head off. I get it. I see what you're saying. But, unfortunately, what the coaches do, and yes, if you want to criticize what happened to them in Berlin, there was some things schematically they blew in Berlin. There's no question about that. There were some guys that got pinched to the inside. They got to the perimeter and had like three big returns. And you're right. There was some problems there from a schematic standpoint. Came back this last week. None of that happened. Okay, none of that happened. But, okay, Natron Brooks catches the football, and he fumbles it. Okay, there's nothing that other than you tell him, hey, ball security. Take care of the ball, and you get a crowd. Well, you know, like I said, you what are you going to do to the guy, okay? Now, he's got to catch the football when it's on the 5-yard line. Ball hits in the landing zone and goes in the end zone. If you want to start talking about, okay, catch the football there, okay, are we in that stack eye formation too long? See, they're trying to get Agnew the ball. They want Agnew to catch it. So the kicking team knows that as well. So we go into an eye set back there, and they split right as the kicker approaches the football. So it's almost like a kicker in soccer, Mike, when you've got a penalty kick, right? And you're a goaltender, and you wait till the last minute, and you go to one side, right? So you're trying to guess right. Well, they guess wrong a couple of times, the two returners, as to which way they're going to go, and Brooks ends up with the football. At that point, he's got to take the onus of, I've got to protect the ball, and I've got to do the right thing with it, okay? And I just don't know what you want Marquise to do with that.
Arch, we're up against it, but these passionate conversations, one, we appreciate you bringing your expertise to the show and giving us a different analysis. That's something I do want to mention, because these are conversations, as the season is ramped up, they get more and more passionate because we're all frustrated. With that said, what's it going to take to beat the Saints before we let you go?
It's going to take finishing the game, guys. You've had four games that you haven't finished, and you've lost all four. We're in 4 1-score games. That includes the game to start the season, and you didn't get it done. So who's going to step up and make a play? You've got to make it when the ball comes your way or a play comes. How about the tackles, guys? We didn't even talk about in overtime. Trimble catches the ball, and five guys miss tackles. Yes. I know we're trying to let the defense off the hook here because we're second in the league in sacks. Got to tackle the football.
Yeah, okay, terrible. So
it's not just the offense that's making mistakes here. But those are the kind of things that players have to make play. You hear it all the time. Players make plays. When you have a chance, make the plays. And let me say this. I know, and I love debating it with you guys, and Mike is as passionate as there is out there. I've had a chance to work with Mike. Love being around him. The dude wants us to win at the highest possible level. There's nothing he wants more. And so the passion you hear in Mike Bell's voice and in Carl's voice is that they're frustrated. They want to go to a Super Bowl just as much as anybody else does. So I love what you guys bring to the table. I love how hard you guys are grinding on it and trying to figure it out. Let's go get us a win this weekend.
That's all we can do. Thanks. There he is, Dave Archer, guys. Good stuff from him. And as we said, what side are you on this? Because if you can convince yourself that, hey, you know what? I throw you the ball, you miss the ball, you don't make the play, I had the right play called, but yet you want to blame the guy who called the play, how does that work?
Right. But there's also been enough of the examples schematically where they've gone away from the run game. We've already talked about
sure.
you know, basic stuff like not having enough guys on the field or too many. Yeah, another winnable game in San Francisco. So I get it. I get where Arch is going with this. I've also, and we'll ask Coach Rob about this tomorrow, but Flowery Branch, you ever thought about benching somebody?
Okay.
Send a message to the team, or is that not in the that's not in the offing?
I think it's a fair, Mike. It's professional sports. It should be.
Right.
All right. We got to come back. Hawks big game tonight coming up right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we got the College Football Playoff Committee. Are they going to tease us tonight? Where are the dogs going to be? Stay there. You'll hear an incredible soundbite from the play-by-play guy of our Atlanta Hawks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was just talking with Chris. It's Turtle, Thomas Carl, and he's ready to go. He's raring to rock and roll tonight at 6 o'clock before we get to Hawks pregame. Talking about some of the things we've discussed today with the Falcons, accountability. You know, are we just a bad football team with players that don't execute? And then that doesn't get to the general manager because he picked the groceries, Carl. What separates us from all the teams in the NFC we're looking up at in the playoffs right now? They do their jobs,
That's exactly right. Look, this can be curtailed just a little bit if this team executes and wins on Sunday. The problem is you're playing a bad Saints team, and a lot of people think you should win anyway, regardless of what's happened. Now with the injury to Michael Penix and, of course, Drake London not being out there, but I think most people around the NFL still feel like, as I said to begin the show, guys, Saints are in rebuild mode. This is not a rebuild for us. We're in a different spot with the talent that's been acquired and the projections of where the Falcons are supposed to be. Nobody thought the Saints were going to be any good this year. A lot of people thought the Falcons are going to be not only good, a potential playoff team. So that is just completely different from where you view them and where you view us. Mike, as we talk about tonight's game real quick and shifting gears to our Hawks, they've been playing really good basketball. Jalen Johnson, Eastern Conference Player of the Week. But when they were in Phoenix, I just want you to hear what our play-by-play, longtime play-by-play guy, Steve Holman, had to say about Dylan Brooks. Because Brooks is a guy that just tries to get under your skin.
He's one of those fake tough guys. Everybody out there wants to be Dennis Rodman or, you know, the different versions of this now that are, that exist in the NBA. But I'm with you. He's one of those guys you just want to, you just can't stand him.
Now, Brooks, by the way, says that NBA refs are making calls out of emotion. And he's been critical of the officiating. He got a tech against us, okay, in their loss to us on Sunday. Now, he had a really good game, ironically. He had 34 points,
right.
Played really well. But he's already being very outspoken about the tech he received.
He's more than Draymond Green. He can score.
Yes. And the tech he received. Now, Draymond's a better defensive player because he was defensive player of the year a couple of times and has been all defense. But Brooks, basically in his dirty play, got dissed from Steve Holman.
Dylan Brooks gets a technical foul because he was taunting after that happened. I mean, you talk about a dirty player. He's not only a dirty player, but he's just a bad person. Dylan Brooks. He always has been.
He always has been. He's a bad person.
Now, for the guys.
He always has been.
Now, there's a guy that Steve grew up in Boston working with Kurt Gowdy and the legendary Johnny Most, and Celtics fans know Johnny Most is. But that's the closest I've heard. There's a famous call from when the Celtics and Larry Bird was winding down. They're losing to the Pistons. It's like, oh, and he's talking about Mahorn and Lambeer. He goes, oh, McFilthy and McNasty. They're just miserable in this whole town. It's just terrible. I love it, man. That's gold.
It is. By the way, the Suns were up by as many as 22 in the fourth quarter. They blew that lead Sunday, okay?
Big time.
And afterwards, Brooks said, I saw us playing 7-5. He's talking about the officiating.
Yeah, there you go. That's what losers do, blame the refs.
And then he goes, emotional refs. They were making calls out of emotion.
We're the road team, knucklehead.
Exactly.
You get it. Basically, you're getting spotted 5 points in the NBA as the home team. So you really have to make a colossal choke job to blow that kind of game. Because you're going to get the calls at home.
Mike, he's just a bad person. Always has been. So
He always has been.
Yes, I know. Tonight we get, a game in which the Detroit Pistons, and it sounds weird because Detroit hasn't been this good in a very long time.
You got to go back to like the Larry Brown Pistons.
You do. Early 2000s, right. When they ultimately beat the Lakers, and I think it was 04 where they beat the Lakers as the Lakers and Kobe were going for three straight, or four straight actually, I think it was. But Mike, the proof is in the games, and for Detroit to be leading the Eastern Conference, we know Boston's banged up. We knew that coming in. Cleveland's really good again this year, but they're not starting like they did last year. They got off and they were just running. The Raptors and then us. Currently, guys, we're a top four seed in the East. Now, it is early on in this game as far as, you know, where the schedule is, but that's where we want to be. The Knicks, we're in front of the Sixers. We're in front of the Heat, the Bulls, and the Bucks. And I think Giannis got injured, and they're going to do a reevaluation on him. But
2 weeks.
So, Mike, this is a big game tonight. When you say, what's it going to look like in the spring, right? Are we going to be able to maintain this or maybe even be better once Trey gets back? Big test to see. Pistons are 12-2, by the way. 7-1 at home. They've only lost one game on the road so far in this schedule.
And we've talked about the center position and how good Okongwu has looked. Well, Jalen Duren is basically averaging a double-double.
Woo!
And so,
beast.
You know, we talked about the athleticism, the size. So this is one of those games where, you know, everybody's chirping about, oh, you see, 8-2 without Trey. All right, well, this is a game where maybe you need some of that scoring because I'm curious to see, especially if Detroit wants to slow it down in the half court.
Yes.
And how do we function? Because we want to get some points on the fly. Needless to say, I heard Mike Bray on the Steakhouse today. But great conversation, by the way, on the Odyssey app about they want to bomb threes, they want to play with tempo. See how Detroit tries to stop that tonight.
Cade Cunningham, legitimate star, guys. If you've not seen him, not paid attention, not only is he big, but he can do everything.
Had some big games against us in his brief career, right?
No doubt. And they're saying he will be a game-time decision. Now, they did play last night, so this is a back-to-back for them. Maybe that's a little bit of an edge for the Hawks. We will see. But my guess is Cade Cunningham will try to play tonight if he's available. But 27, 28 points a game right now, Mike. 10 assists a game.
Nice.
So 28 and 10 is what he's averaging.
Yeah, he's a stud.
No doubt. All right, we'll talk more tomorrow about that. Speaking of tomorrow, we'll be live at Flower Branch. We will have our conversation with Coach Raheem Morris, our player segment as well, as we get ready for the Saints. And look, the answers that I think a lot of people want, which, Mike, ultimately is where are we going and is he here? Are they here? Is this guy here? I don't think any of that's going to get resolved this week. I know there are people who want to, like, okay, this is as bad as it gets, and it is. And I said that yesterday. I felt a little bit of despair with the way things are going. But I don't think the franchise, and specifically Arthur Blank, is going to do anything this week. But I said to you, we lose to the Saints. If we lose the Saints.
I mean, that's as low as it gets. I mean, guys, we've got a 2% chance of making the playoffs. We've got a 1% chance. Arthur Blank, where is he? Where's Arthur Blank on all this? I mean, it's been radio silence. I was just talking, as I mentioned, with Turtle down the hallway. He's coming up at 6. That, you know, when Arthur, if you do, you know, move on from this coaching staff, I mean, I got to be honest. I think the media here, there's been a love affair with Arthur, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
But I think this is where he probably faces one of his toughest press conferences of all time. Because the gloves are off. People are frustrated. Yeah. It's 8 years. You've fallen into one of those franchises now where you're really considered a joke. And that goes to his pride. He's a successful businessman and everything he's ever done. I have to tell you, you guys know. But this team is now, we're an afterthought around the league. You know, we can get on a run. You need everybody in front of us to really, like, we can't win the division at this stage. We're 0-3 in the NFC South. It would take, you know, Baker Mayfield having what happened to Kirk Cousins happened to him.
That's right.
You know, I don't wish that on anybody, but it's very frustrating because you brought up a scenario which had me kind of going, what? Like if we run like 5-2 in these final seven games, and then Arthur Blank feels that Raheem has, you know, reestablished himself and this team is okay, a lot of fans are going to go, screw that, I'm done. I'm out. So I don't know where you go with this. Just the fact you got to win 4 games to get to 500, you know, that just tells you how bad the season has gone.
We're going to get the latest tomorrow. Make sure you join us for our exclusive interview up there at Flowery Branch. Real quick, college football playoff rankings come out tonight. Ohio State will remain number one. Mike, my question is, the way A&M survived and what Georgia did, do they put Georgia ahead of A&M and make them 3 instead of 4? Because Alabama lost, guys. They're going to fall out.
Indiana did not get punished for their come-from-behind victory over Penn State.
True.
On the road, so I think that will hold. I think Texas A&M hangs on to 3.
Okay, because that to me is the big decision.
If they stick with their precedence, but you know with this committee, sometimes they don't.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, with that, when I say Alabama's out, I'm talking about the top 4, guys.
Yeah.
So Bama will slide, but they're not going to slide that far. And then, of course, you've got Ole Miss, Texas Tech on the heels, Oregon, Notre Dame. Texas is going to fall out of the top 10. Oklahoma's going to move up. But these are the things we'll see as what this is going to look like. And again, next week, rivalry weekend, Mike, all of this stuff's going to be decided before we get to the conference championship game. So we'll have a real idea of what this is going to look like. I think Georgia has a great chance to get the bye. And we talked to Connor Riley today, and he said, look, Kirby wants to be in the college or the SEC championship.
He wants
game.
To win the SEC title, but this is one that, you know, everybody's saying, you know. But you're right. A month layoff, does that help you or hurt you?
All right, man. Big show tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Big O, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Turtle 4-4, right? 4-4. 1 hour. Hawks.
Turtle has the bridge show. Hawks on the way. Make sure you check it out. Big game, man. We're going to talk about it. It's good to have this kind of feel early on in the season. 7 o'clock pregame and then a 7:30 tip. Hawks and Pistons. Great job behind the glass. Of course, Day-Day, our executive producer tomorrow. Join us live from Flowery Branch, guys. It should be an interesting day. All right, Mike Bell, we got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man. Old Miss, they say there's an ultimatum. Lane Kiffin by the Egg Bowl. You must decide. Either you're in or you're out. It's a simple question. Like Ocean's 11. And Lane says, no. There's no ultimatum. I was doing yoga with the AD this morning. Everything's fine. Went on Pat McAfee's show. And if you don't like Lane Kiffin, it did seem like he was kind of BSing a little bit. If you do like Lane Kiffin, he's like the modern-day Spurrier with an exciting offense. And if you're an Ole Miss fan, you are just clutching your rosary beads. Please, 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 because you don't find guys like this. They don't grow on trees. But the fact the family's been zipping around, checking out Gainesville and Baton Rouge, man, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you got to be literally heart in your throat right now. And I don't blame him. I think you do have to say, hey, man, line in the sand. Either you're with us or you're against us. Evildoers.
Evildoers. LeBron James on his podcast said he's out for 2028 Olympics. It's in L.A. So Steph Curry, who was
like
on the
60,
who was on the podcast with him, said, I probably am not going to play either. This is good news. Mm. Not because I don't want them to, but I saw one of the most exciting Olympic games that I've ever seen when Steph Curry put the team on his back and won in Paris last summer. There's no reason for LeBron and Steph to play. It's time to pass the torch.
Yes, indeed.
Let the young guys in this NBA take that torch and run with it. Job well done, LeBron. Job well done, Steph Curry, when it comes to the Olympics. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a friggin' lollygagger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.